Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article called AI in Legal and Compliance, Contracts and Regulatory Duties for Directors by Brett Allegray Wood.
And this one's aimed squarely at board level, not the legal team, not the IT department, the directors themselves.
Right. And the core argument is this. When you bring intelligent automation into your legal and compliance processes, your governance responsibilities don't shrink, they intensify.
Which is probably not what some directors were hoping to hear.
No, but Brett's very direct about why. Directors carry statutory and common law duties, duty of care, duty of loyalty, duty to supervise, and those duties extend to any material system that affects your regulatory obligations and contractual outcomes.
So if your AI is helping draft contracts or screen for sanctions and it gets something wrong, that's not just an IT problem. The board is on the hook.
Exactly. Contract errors, defective disclosures, biased decisioning, gaps in your record keeping, these carry direct legal and reputational consequences, regulatory sanctions, civil liability.
Right, so what does the article actually recommend boards do about it?
Brett builds what he calls an AIOS framework, an AI operating system, with five pillars. The first is strategy and scope. Define exactly where AI will be used. Contract drafting, clause extraction, regulatory reporting, sanction screening, and set materiality thresholds that determine when something needs board-level sign-off.
Materiality thresholds. That's a concept I'd want my board to actually discuss, because right now I'd guess a lot of companies are letting tools go into production with no senior sign-off at all.
That's the gap the article is pointing at. The second pillar is governance and policy, and there's a specific structural point here. Compliance and legal units must retain the decision rights for legal interpretations and regulatory positions. Technology teams deliver the capability under documented requirements. The two roles have to stay separate.
Clear segregation of duties, which sounds obvious, but I've seen plenty of businesses where the tech team is effectively deciding what the legal output looks like.
The third pillar is risk management and controls. Pre-deployment testing against historical contracts, bias assessments, legal review of generated clauses, and in production, human in the loop for high-risk decisions, gated rollout from sandbox to pilot to controlled production.
The human in the loop point matters. There's a tendency to think once the AI is doing a good job, you pull it out of the loop. But for anything touching a regulated outcome, someone qualified still has to review and sign off.
And there's a hard requirement around logging. Immutable records of inputs, outputs, model version, prompt templates, who reviewed it, timestamps. That's not optional because regulators can inspect it.
What about vendor risk? Most businesses at this size are using third-party tools for this kind of work, not building their own.
Covered in detail. Brett says you need contractual rights for audit, source code escrow, and termination assistance. Vendors must notify you of model updates or retraining with a defined review period before you accept those changes in production. And SLAs should be tied to legal outcomes, not just uptime.
So if the vendor's clause extraction tool starts producing errors at a rate that creates regulatory exposure, you have a remedy. That's a very different conversation than most vendor contracts right now.
Very different. There's also a specific point on privilege. Automated documentation must not inadvertently waive legal privilege. You need controls to prevent privileged materials being produced without proper legal review and reduction workflows.
That's the kind of thing that can happen quietly, with nobody noticing until it's already a problem.
And then the KPIs Brett says the board should track. Accuracy and error rates for contract drafting and clause extraction. Percentage of high-risk outputs reviewed by legal or compliance. Mean time to remediate false positives in monitoring systems. Number of incidents with regulatory impact. And time to notify regulators.
Those last two are interesting because they're not product metrics. They're board-level accountability metrics.
Exactly. And one immediate action Brett flags. Commission an independent audit of your most material models and processes within 90 days.
To close from my side, if you're a director listening to this, the thing to do this week is find out which AI tools are currently running anywhere in your legal or compliance function and whether any of them have had board or senior sign-off. If the answer is no, that's where you start.
And from mine, get a materiality threshold written down. Define what level of contract value or regulatory exposure requires committee approval before a tool goes live. That one policy stops a lot of drift before it starts.
The full article with the complete framework, the board checklist, and all the KPIs is at anabu.ai. And if you want Brett to work through this for your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there as well.
Worth the conversation.